The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings. So here we are for the second day of the Seven Factors of Awakening. And I'm very focused on how these seven factors of awakening are part of our apparatus of paying attention, of listening deeply to the world, being a deep witness to what's happening in the world. And that, and the question is, how does this inner apparatus of attention, of mindfulness, investigation, engagement, and joy, tranquility, concentration, equanimity, support us at this point where there's so much suffering in the world? And as we go into this day of sitting here together, perhaps we can dedicate it to a greater, dedicated to the family of George Floyd, and to our ability to step forward and use our mindfulness practice to be a deep witness, a deep engagement with the suffering of this world. And the mindfulness, which was a topic yesterday, is really the foundation. It's the beginning of the Seven Factors of Awakening. In a sense, it's the beginning of an ongoing process of Buddhist spirituality. And it lays the foundation for what comes. And so we'll keep laying down that foundation as we go into this meditation and through this week. So, taking a posture for meditation, that the posture itself functions as a foundation. It functions as a grounding. Maybe the posture even functions as a kind of ballast, stability. The classic meditation posture is one with a wide base of the legs crossed, folded in front of us. And to feel that connection to the ground, to the earth, that we all share. We all share walking on this earth, sitting on this earth, held by the earth. And then to bring the attention up from the ground upward through the spine, through the torso, feeling the weight of the body, the substance of the body, whatever sense of solidity, the earthiness of the body. Maybe making small adjustments to the spine to line up the vertebrae a little bit better, one on top of the other. And then to maybe rotate, move gently the head around, maybe tilt it back and forth, and then let the head come into kind of a center where you try to bring it also into balance on the neck and the shoulders and the torso. So this body is a foundation. And then within this body, as part of your bodily experience, is a different form of foundation, is the breathing. To take a few long, slow, deep breaths. To feel all around the rib cage expanding as you breathe in. Front rib cage, back rib cage, sides. Taking a few long, deep breaths so that you can have a gentle and long exhale. Kind of like a wonderful aha or ah. A kind of settling in where there's a sense of appreciation, maybe even pleasure in the exhale of ah, settling in here. And letting your breathing return to normal. And the foundation of this practice is to open to our natural capacities for attention. Some of those capacities are physical, as that we sense and feel the sensations of the body. We sense the sounds around us. Feel the temperature of the body. Feel the areas where it's comfortable and uncomfortable in the body. Sensing and feeling the movements of the body breathing. And some of the attentional faculties we have can be the very simple recognition of where attention lands, what comes into awareness. The sound of my voice, the sensations of breathing, the experience of being in a body, the recognition of thoughts that come and go, and part of our attentional capacity is to very simply observe what's happening as if we are sitting in an easy chair looking out the window or leaning against a tree and watching a river go by. And so in a certain kind of way, we take the self out of the picture. The self that needs to fix and change and judge and make commentary about experience. To let that part of ourselves come to a kind of rest or to recede into the background. To allow experience of breathing come to awareness, to allow ourselves to observe the experience, to be curious and interested in our lived experience of the moment. Be able to respond well to life. It helps to be present, open, receptive to the life experience that's flowing through us moment by moment. Here, now, and as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts about other times and places, or as you exhale, let your thinking recede to the periphery, to the background, so that your interest is with the breathing, not with your thoughts. And then from time to time, notice if the way that you are being mindful, if it's pleasant or unpleasant, and if how you're being mindful feels unpleasant or a little bit off, notice what happens when you know that. See how simple you can be with that recognition. Nothing wrong, nothing bad. Just notice. And notice what happens in the wake of that mindfulness. And if you notice that the way that you're being mindful is pleasant, you can gently allow yourself to feel the enjoyment of that or the goodness of that to the degree to which it supports you to sink in further into the mindfulness. And if being mindful has some quality of unpleasantness, maybe you can also, without too much ambition, a little bit shift it. Shift how you're mindful, how you're aware. So it becomes a little bit more pleasant to be aware. Maybe more natural, more receptive. More a way of being aware rather than doing awareness. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, I'd like to evoke the idea of the Buddha that when we are centered in our body, in our feelings, in our mind, centered with awareness, then mindfulness is a refuge for us. The Buddha also talked about becoming a refuge for all beings. And if we can find a refuge in ourselves by resting, being grounded in our body's capacity for awareness, then also that awareness can be expanded, opened, to be aware of others in such a way that we are a refuge for them. And what might that mean? That somehow our presence, our attention, is a refuge for others. How is it that we could take this practice that we do and actively consider how we can come from it, out of it, to promote the welfare and happiness and well-being of all beings? How is it that the refuge of mindfulness can be the vehicle to express our heartfelt desire that all beings be safe, that all beings